T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're joined now by Irving Police Chief Jeff Spivey, who announced that he was retiring last month, and now we know about his next endeavor. And Chief Spivey, tell us about this. It looks like something you're really excited about.
Absolutely, John, and thanks for the opportunity. Mental health has been something that I've been passionate about, especially as it relates to police officer mental health. And when I was presented with the opportunity to join the Meadows Mental Health Policy Institute to become the executive director for the Crewth Police Institute and really work on mental health issues related to law enforcement, it was an opportunity I just couldn't pass up.
Amazing. What have you seen? I mean, 35 years in law enforcement. As the chief in 2017, I'm sure taken your people through a lot over the years. What have you seen as far as the impact that mental health can have on men and women in your line of work?
Well, I think what's sometimes overlooked is we lose more police officers to suicide than we do to any other form of line of duty death. And what I've seen in my 35 years is an ability for police administrators to begin recognizing that we're sometimes our own worst enemies in that regard, and to begin putting resources, research, and ideas together to try to address what the job does to us. We're men and women, we have all of the same issues and struggles that anyone else has. But when you add to that the 180 plus different trauma events that a police officer will see in his or her career, the effects are just astounding. And so being able to work with MMHPI and the Crewth Police Institute to try to develop policies, training, to develop treatment around that is something I'm really excited about, and I think our profession very much needs right now. Coming off the heels of one of the most difficult times in law enforcement, 2020 through George Floyd and the COVID pandemic, has put that extra burden on police officers. And, it's just time for us to step up to the plate and see what we can't provide for those men and women who give so much to us every day, and help them develop the coping mechanisms necessary to live a long, productive, healthy life.
Understood. And so you'll take over this post in February. Is that the plan?
The plan is February 1st. I'll start. I wanted to finish out my career in a strong fashion. I wanted to give my boss an opportunity to begin making plans to replace me. My actual 35th anniversary date is December the 29th. So I wanted to be able to get to that point and say I had actually successfully served 35 years. And so February 1st was a date that I chose to begin this new endeavor.
Outstanding. Well, congratulations. So glad that you're going to still be so influential around here. Congratulations on your new appointment.
Thank you, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.